You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 545 and part 11 of the series based on Psalm 139. And we're looking today at verses 9 and 10. They read, "If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast." What is David imagining here? I think in his mind's eye, he's picturing the sun rising in the morning in the east, moving through the day, and setting in the west over the sea, the Mediterranean. He's imagining God's presence covering the whole earth, the earth and the heavens. One commentary suggests that the phrase, "if I take the wings of the morning," might also reference speed. It's a bit as if David is saying, if I could fly at the speed of light. Perhaps he sees himself taking flight first thing in the morning, going all day until sunset, landing as far west as possible, and realizing that God has been with him throughout the entire journey. What about the hand here? How does David perceive God's hand? I believe he sees God's hand as benevolent, his right hand as strong, authoritative, kingly. Perhaps this hand is rather like a parent with a small child near a busy road. When my children were young, I held their hand very tightly in that kind of situation. This was not to restrict them in any harmful way, not to control them for my benefit, but to keep them safe. God's hand is like that. So God is persistently with us, and he's doing that so that he's available to us to offer assistance and protection and resources that you and I don't have in ourselves. Jesus said to his followers in Matthew 28 and verse 20, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age," always, left to right, up and down, east to west. See, there's no place that's too remote or any situation too dire where God cannot reach us. Whether we feel isolated emotionally or spiritually or even physically, we can pray with confidence because we know that God is with us, even at the farthest limits. God not only accompanies us, but he's also there to guide. His grip on us is strong. We don't have to fear slipping away from his care. Your prayers don't travel to a distant, indifferent deity. God is intimately close. He's familiar with your every thought and emotion, and he's already present even before you begin to pray. So here's a question to reflect on. What does it mean for you that God is available to guide you? And connected to that, how does it feel when God is holding you tight in his hand? A couple of suggestions. The ending of Matthew's gospel is a promise, so why not take some time to pray through that promise, "I am with you always to the very end of the age," and maybe look up some other scriptures about God's hand. I think you may find it interesting, and maybe it might inspire some prayer times for you. Next time, we're going to go on to verses 11 and 12. And by the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025, so if you'd be interested, please email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and I am beginning to make those plans. It'll be helpful to get your suggestions and what you would like to experience that day. So give me a shout if you can, and I'd be grateful for that. If you have any other questions, drop me an email. And if you would, why not subscribe to my newsletter from my website, malcolmcox.org, and we'll stay in touch that way also. Till the next time, hope you have a wonderful day. Take care, and God bless.